Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. I slurred that like a mofo. Will, how's it going?
Good. Sounds like you've had a couple drinks today.
I'm just sweating a lot because it's super hot here. Well, Canadian hot, right, Cole?
Oh, yeah. And we had a little beach day today, so we were extra Canadian hot.
Yeah. Okay, so when we first landed, I'm like, we should set up on the other side of that fence. So I have a dog, right? So we're going to the dog area, but I wanted to set up our camp on the outside of the dog area so we didn't have dogs running through our camp. And then lo and behold, I go and park the car and come back, and fucking waifu has just reverse decisioned my shit, and now we're in the dog area.
I supported her reverse decision because I didn't see any harm of it, and then we had dogs running everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, okay, back to video games on a video games podcast. We're going to talk about the Xbox Showcase. Will and I watched that and had some interesting announcements. And finally got to see some Halo Infinite gameplay, so that'll be great. Will, what else did we see?
We finally saw our first glimpse, and I mean glimpse by literally a fucking glimpse of Fable.
As far as glimpses go, yeah, it's going to be...
Like, it didn't even look like Fable, man. It was a fairy being eaten by a frog.
Like, our interaction while that was happening was like, is this Fable? It can't be. No. It looks like Fable. I'm not sure. It could be Fable. And then it said Fable. We're like, get the fuck out of here. Fucking teaser. Anyways, yeah. So, all right, guys. We're going to talk about the Xbox Showcase coming up right now. Right now. Right now. All right, everyone, welcome to the show. Cole, I mentioned this last week, but you need to do another takeover.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot again. I got to write it down.
Yeah, write it. Put a sticky note on your monitor or something.
But the takeover, you can't know. Like, I mean, that's what I mean, is you can't know about it. It's got to be a surprise to you. Will and I will have to plan it and then and then surprise you with it.
Maybe I just will say, okay, I'm going to hit record, and then I'm going to go, like, fucking do something else, and then I'll come back in an hour and stop the podcast. So, good luck, and then we'll see how you guys do.
Have you've never missed a podcast, have you?
Well, I can't.
Yeah, he does everything.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. So, anyways, okay. So, let's get into the gaming releases of the week. Will.
Okay, so we are. Well, it's the 26th as we're recording this. This podcast will be coming out on the 28th. Mm-hmm. So, following the 28th, Terrarium will be making its way to PC. I don't know if either of you have ever played Terrarium.
Sounds familiar, but probably not.
It's very similar to, like, Minecraft in a few ways, but it's a pretty fun game.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Yeah. Brightbound is going to be going to PC. Then we also have Hellpoint for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, Mac, and Linux. Wow. I didn't even think they were making games for Linux
anymore. I was going to say, what's Linux?
Yeah. That's July 30th. July 30th as well, we have Liberated. Yakuza Kiwami 2 is going to be making its way to Xbox One on the 30th as well. And then a couple other games I don't really care about or know anything about. But ending the month off with Fairy Tail for the PlayStation 4, the Switch, and PC on July 31st.
How much does that cost?
normal game price. There is a deluxe edition with some extra content and cosmetic stuff. I don't really care about too much about that, but I'm pretty sure I'll be picking this up for the Switch.
Yeah, I might pick that up for the Switch as well, because I need a new Switch game, because I actually put down Paper Mario. I haven't really played it much this week. I played it like maybe for an hour this week.
Yeah, so basically you play through the whole story of Fairy Tail, I think from the beginning. And it's not fully open world, like it is kind of linear, but you can fully explore, what's the town, Magnolia?
Oh yeah?
Yeah, so Magnolia has been fully created, and then you can also explore the actual guild.
That's cool.
And then you take on guild quests and stuff like that to make Fairy Tail like rank one.
That's cool. Yeah. I was actually wondering how they were going to do that. So you can go and accept jobs. So basically like Pokemon Mystery Dungeon's job system.
Yep.
Okay, cool. That's cool. I actually really like that.
That kind of interests me. So I think I'll be picking this up for sure on the 31st, and maybe we'll talk about it on a following podcast.
Nice. Yeah, I might not have time. Whatever. I'll figure it out. So I was telling Cole and them before the podcast starts, so my brother's going to give me back my Wii U. I'm going to see him next weekend. So I'll be able to play some Pikmin 3 and some Wii U Sports. And
Google, can you play Pikmin online?
We're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that'd be great if we can play like online like through in different houses, so you don't have to come over and get me infected with COVID-ness.
Pikmin 3 online ?
Is that what Pikmin 4 needs? Pikmin online?
Do you know what Pikmin 4 needs? It needs to be owned in my house. That's what it needs.
Yeah.
It needs to be created.
Forget Pokemon or Pikmin. We literally need to see something from Nintendo this year.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on there?
It is now going into August, and we have yet to see a big title like from Nintendo.
Besides,
I know they gave up last year, basically, to PlayStation, and then they said they're focusing on the following year. Well, we're halfway through the following year, and I haven't seen fuck all other than Pokemon and
Paper Mario
now. Yeah. So we're off to a bad start.
Well, you know, I've noticed this ever since the Switch was announced. Was like they literally hang on to the game, like not announcing the game until like a fucking couple months before the game's released.
That's just stupid, though. They got to learn to bring up the hype.
Yeah. We'll get into this later, but in the Xbox showcase, like, people need to learn how to make a fucking trailer. Like, it's just so... Like, I mentioned this when we were watching
the
thing.
There's so many games that I have no idea what they're about yet.
Yeah, like, I was talking to Cole about this today, too. Like, when you make a trailer, especially for... Well, we know more for movies than for games, but you present a problem, you present the solution, and then you present how the main character... is going to bring that solution, essentially. So, like, that's kind of, like, breaking down how you make a movie trailer. And the game is all about making the player want to be the main character and help move the story forward. So, none of those did that. Like, I was saying to Cole, it, like, showed just, like, some random graphics on, like, oh, this... Like, they basically show off the art style first, and then they show off, like, a couple creepy characters, and then they show off some other bullshit thing that does not fucking help the game at all, and then you're just left super confused.
It's funny, I think I'm watching the trailer that you're talking about, because I'm watching through the showcase right now, and there's, like, a post-apocalyptic trailer.
Oh, there's a lot of those.
Oh, it's Stalker 2. So Stalker's already a franchise. I was like, what the hell is going on? And I just got to the credit.
Yeah, I think the best, I was telling Cole, the best... trailer that I've seen in the last like 5 years was Breath of the Wild. Like that trailer was just like a massively like so done well. I can't even talk. But I think the reason that one did so well was because obviously Zelda's already an established franchise. Everybody knows the basic premise of Zelda. But that started by showing how alive the world was, because that was a big controversy.
It was also the music.
Yeah,
as
the music.
As soon as I heard the music kick in, like I knew what was coming.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, the music.
And it was Will watching the trailer.
Damn sorry. Right, man. My pants were creamy.
Creamy. Creamium. Not premium here.
Anyways, after the live world, it showed Link and how fucking insignificantly small he was compared to how big the world was. So
which
you're
was
like,
amazing.
Holy fuck. Like, yeah, it just, the way they did it was so good. But like, games nowadays, I'm way more confused than I am interested in the game.
I think, though, I know we were supposed to be talking about Microsoft, but I at least with Breath of the Wild, like, I didn't realize how big that game was going to be, because other than the trailers, I tried to stay away from all the spoilers, just like you.
Yep.
So when I started up that fucking game, it was massive, like, way bigger than I had, like, the idea in my head.
Yeah, exactly. It's really, really good. Anyways, yeah, so back to, you know, the Xbox showcase. So yeah, it wasn't terribly impressive in terms of games.
Yeah, but like there's a couple other things that we'll go over when we get to them. But they also did say they have another conference moving forward in about a couple months.
Yeah.
So I bet you we might see a few more games and we'll finally get some hardware. I don't know.
Yeah, and that it would not surprise me if they showcased the Halo Infinite multiplayer and actually announced a beta for it.
They actually just said there probably isn't going to be a beta. They don't have the resources this year.
Well, all right then.
343 came out with that actually right after the conference, because people were asking if there'd be a multiplayer beta, and they said they are not ready.
They're not ready. Like the game's not ready for a beta, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Then people questioned, like, is multiplayer going to be available at launch? And they're like, yes, multiplayer is going to be available at launch.
Okay, that was the next thing I was going
to
say.
I don't think they have time to put all their resources right now into doing like a 2-week beta.
So are they just going to release a broken ass multiplayer and just fucking patch it as they go, like every other
game?
They
probably will.
Oh fuck! All right.
That's how a lot of things are going to be this year, because everything's being delayed with COVID. People are working from home.
Yeah, that's true.
It's adding a lot more element to getting something done on time.
Yes. Okay, anyway, so speaking of Halo Infinite, we finally saw some gameplay for it. It showed the same cutscene we already saw, but I think it was a bit later.
It continued on from it.
Yeah. So Chief lands on another Halo ring with this random dude who can't fly Pelican to save his frickin' life. So he flies it directly towards all the cannons.
Literally, right now, all 343 Studios is calling this guy is the pilot. Even though we know who voices him and everything, they're just calling him the pilot.
Awesome. Cole, have you seen the trailer yet?
For Halo? The new one? The gameplay and everything? Yeah, I did see it.
Cool. So yeah, then Master Chief's mission starts, and the guns look different. I think they did a little bit of remodeling and redesigning of the guns.
I'm good with that, though. They looked a lot more, like, way more detailed.
Yeah, I think the simplicity of the guns, like, from Halo 1 obviously was limited by the memory, the original Xbox, etc. And then they just kind of maybe kept those original models and just added a bit more like contours to them and a bit more detail, but I think they've completely redesigned, now that they're in the different engine, redesigned all the weapons, because even the shotgun looked quite different.
Oh yeah,
it's got like a drum clip on it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of, it like the drum on the bottom.
Yeah,
the audio for the weapons too has been highly like fixed.
Yeah, they sound really good. So there was some, this is actually funny. There was some backlash on Twitter, revolving around the game's graphics. So somebody posted a photo, I'm actually gonna post it on our, Discord. But anyway, so this photo, was attached, and the guy was saying, like, the graphics absolutely suck for Halo Infinite, based off the one screenshot that he put on Twitter. It's like, dude. And even the head of the development team for Halo Infinite was like, dude, you were probably watching it in 1080p and like on your fucking phone, so you know, like, you can't really, and it's a game that's in pre-development, like, you can't really say that the game looks like shit.
They're still reworking all these textures, right?
But anyways, yeah, so the game, he was playing on easy, had to have been.
Definitely. I'm like, this guy is not playing on on Legendary at all.
Yeah, he was playing it very slow, just to give everybody an idea of like the movement and the AI and the
all
guns.
The guns too, because he could switch between them. And
so, Will, we didn't talk about this, but actually, I have a very interesting question. I'm very curious to see how a Halo Infinite is going to present difficulty on Legendary, because obviously Halo 2, which we've talked about multiple times on the show, is just like, it's fucking unplayable. Mm-hmm. It's it's unplayable because you're the second weakest character in the game, and the way it presents difficulty is not fun. Halo 4 or even Halo 1, the way that, those games present difficulty is much more fun because it's challenging you to get better, and once you're better, you can actually hold up your own, throughout the game. So I'm wondering if Halo Infinite's going to follow in the footsteps of Halo 5, which was another unplayable fucking campaign because of that same reasoning from Halo 2.
They said Halo Infinite is being reworked off of basically Halo 1. Because if you look at the box art that was released, it literally is Halo 1 box art.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just don't want to play a fucking stupid
campaign. I'm hoping a legendary that's similar to freaking Halo 1.
Exactly, yeah. Staying on the campaign, we've seen a couple reports from various articles here that Halo Infinite is supposed to be a 10-year game. So the campaign's going to be expanded upon throughout the next couple years.
Yeah, we touched on this just before the podcast. I can see a couple people being kind of apprehensive about this, but for a title as big as Halo, I think this could work.
So you're saying a 10-year game is in, like, they're going to keep building off of this game for the next 10 years?
Yeah.
And they're going to keep releasing, like, campaign updates and different things to keep it alive for a while.
Yeah, I'm skipping ahead in my article, but it says here, 343 Studios wants Halo Infinite to be the platform for Halo for the next 10 years, rather than to stick to a number of installments.
I feel like that's kind of a good way to go for certain things. Like, look at Sea of Thieves, for instance. You can say what you want, good or bad, about that game, but it's not like they're releasing a new one. They just constantly increase the amount of stuff you can do, so you don't lose out on anything or have to buy huge new games.
Exactly. I think so
if it's done well, if it's done well, it could actually be something. Maybe, I don't know, maybe not for Halo, but it could be interesting to see.
Well, you've seen like how it has the open world and you can pick up like what mission you want to do or side quest, right? Mm-hmm. So they have kind of turned it a little more RPG-ish, and as people have called it, they've destinified the game.
Mm-hmm. And so, it's funny that Bungie's no longer a part of it.
True, but I think Bungie still has that working relationship with Microsoft, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Mm.
But I think this could work. Like I said to Rodney, I don't want to pay like $40 or, you know, $30 to $40 for an expansion that's only going to be like 13 hours. If they want to do this, then like every 2 years or something, if they want to charge me full price for another Halo like expansion, but it's going to give me a full campaign that's going to continue the story, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and that brought up the season pass for this. Mm-hmm. Like, how expensive is that going to be if this is going to be a 10-year game?
I think they're going to go the way of, like, normal, all the other season passes, and they're going to do seasonal, make it, like, you know, every a 10-week season pass or something. And you'll probably level that up through multiplayer or in-game challenges, even doing missions.
Yeah.
So, you know how you get XP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think you mentioned this, Will. There's supposed to be some sort of, like, upgrading for your weapons and stuff in this game?
It's rumored. They haven't touched on it yet. I know one of the rumors was the grappling hook, and lo and behold, we did see it.
There it is, yeah.
How do you feel about that? I actually think that's a good idea, but I was actually in a chat room on Facebook, and we had a good debate. So the Mjolnir armor, which they teased in the beginning of this trailer as well, well, mm-hmm. Not tease. They just showed like them making Master Chief's armor.
Yeah.
So that thing weighs 1,000 pounds. So that's why Master Chief's such a fucking tank, is because he has to carry around this 1,000-pound armor. But if you're using a grappling hook, I feel like you should feel the mass and the weight of Master Chief as he's grappling everywhere. Like if you grapple a grunt, like the grunt should weigh nothing. He should be coming to you versus Master Chief going to him, right?
Did you see Master Chief flying towards the grunt? Because I've only seen him fly against to an elite and
he has Groot. Done it to a grunt. And so
The elites make sense, though, because they're wearing their own version of the Mjolnir armor.
Yeah, and same with the brutes. They're already heavy freaking apes. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, like if you grapple a bridge, obviously mm-hmm. the bridge is way bigger and way heavier than you, so you would go flying. That makes perfect sense. So
yeah,
I'm hoping that you can interact with stuff in the game with the grappling hook, and then the mass of the object plays an effect yeah. on it too. Does that make it actually super interesting?
Because apparently the grappling hook though is an item. It's not something you could always have. Oh, you could hold on to it, but say, you know how like we had our upgrades, like our abilities.
Like when you could pick up the sprint or the roll or the shield?
Yeah, I think the grappling hook is going to play into that type of thing.
Oh.
So I'm actually kind of cool with that.
I'm cool with that too, and that actually just made me think, what if you can actually upgrade your Mjolnir suit as well so you can have multiple ability slots as well?
See, so I talked about it last week. I'm a little pissed because I was just a tad slow. So Halo and 343 Studios partnered with Mondo, and they released a really sick poster of the Master Chief with the armor being like put on him, basically. Like he's standing there and it's like either being put on him or taken off with the brand new armor, and it was like $50. But because it's limited edition, right, like it went live at 9 a.m Pacific. I was in the store at 9 a.m and at 9:01, while I was doing my like my address, it got sold out.
Dude, why didn't you have auto complete address? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Wait, so you, what were you buying? You were buying armor?
No.
So Mondo is like a collectible thing. Oh. They partner with everyone, and they partnered with 343 Studios to make this gorgeous like Halo poster. I'm gonna see if I can find it for you guys. But it sold out within a minute, like a fucking minute. It might have even been a less than a minute. Like as soon as it went live, I clicked add to cart, and then I went to PayPal, had it done. And then while I was just changing my one address, because you always have to put like my the 103, you know, like your street address,
and then
your unit number, right? But sometimes they screw it up, so I just had to do it myself. And right when I did that and I clicked complete order, it's like, sorry, this item has been sold out.
They didn't like when you click on it to add it to your cart, they don't save it in your cart for you?
No, because it's first come, first serve, right? So as soon as like the first one's sold out, it's just done.
That's rough. You should sue eBay.
It wasn't eBay, that was Mondo. It was off of their website, but I'm trying to find the poster for you. It was really nice.
Will's upset because he didn't get something limited edition.
Well, that he's going to leave it Halo right, too, right? So,
no, this is a poster. I'm going to grab my stuff from him during the barbecue anyways.
Oh, you goddamn better. It's taking up shelf room now because I dismantled my table for the barbecue today. Anyways, okay, so yeah, I'm actually really impressed with how Halo Infinite turned out. I'm curious to see some multiplayer, because multiplayer for me sucked. Well, 5 sucked, just period. So yeah, let's talk about Halo 5 multiplayer just based off what was there and what they're going to probably bring over for Infinite. So for me, whatever that massive fucking fighting mode was called, where you spawn in and I can't remember what it was called.
Big battle? Big battles?
No, it wasn't big team battle. It was it had a specific name, war or something.
Warzone?
It wasn't Warzone. It was War.
No, just...
Let me look at that. Let me look it up quick. But anyways, yeah. So it's a big, huge mode, and you come in and Will sent me an image that confused me for a sec. It is Warzone.
It was called Warzone.
It's called Warzone. So I didn't want to believe it was called Warzone, but it is. Anyway, so it's called Warzone. I'm sure everyone's played Halo 5 at some point in their fucking lives, but so you drop in with your team, and it's basically like a huge mashup of firefight, big team battle, and like campaign shit. So you drop in, and that sounds fucking badass, but it just turns into this huge fucking frenzy. And the other thing is too is people can have modded weapons too, so you can go and buy rec packs or whatever the fuck, and it'll give you like a ghost that has like fucking special laser beam things, or you can get a carbine that shoots like 5 times faster than normal or something. And then you can buy them in the game or go to a terminal and then use those and then get them in the actual game. So it kind of unbalances the game a little bit, and that's what I didn't like about it.
I have a feeling, though, the multiplayer is definitely going to use those type of mechanics, because just looking at Warzone, or not even Warzone, just COD Modern Warfare, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have your base weapon, but you can get all those upgrades. And I just have a bad feeling that it's going to go the same way for Halo.
Yeah, but with Call of Duty Warzone, I think the base weapon is fine, but you can do... a couple things here or there to make it suit your style. Mm-hmm. That I actually don't mind. I mean, there's some fucking guns out there that are broken right now, like the FAL is just fucking laser beam. but for Halo, like, it just kind of broke the game for me because of it wasn't like everyone gets the same weapons, and maybe a power weapon drops on the map and you have to fight for that shotgun or for the sniper rifle or whatever the fuck, right? So I don't know, it unbalanced the game, and I just want to go back to the kind of classic Halo multiplayer stuff.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, let COD be COD and then let Halo be Halo. You know, it's just because somebody's doing it a certain way doesn't mean that everybody has to do it that way.
Yeah, I felt Halo 4 went kind of towards the Call of Duty train. It took some getting used to. I got used to it, and I actually ended up liking Halo 4 multiplayer, but it wasn't like Halo Reach or Halo 3 multiplayer. It just didn't feel
Reach
the same.
Is still my favorite.
Yeah, same. So, okay, so that was Warzone. Firefight needs to stay in there, because Firefight's so much fun.
I love Firefight. You can't take that. That is
Firefight.
My favorite achievement to get, which was a fucking grind, was you had to get 1 million points in Firefight.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. That took me and my friend probably 5.5 hours. And we set it so that we could never die. And we had, like, super powerful weapons that could just one-shot anything.
It has to be in one sitting?
In one sitting, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a rocket launcher and a sniper rifle. And he had something else. But, like, the Phantoms would come in with a Wraith, and you would literally shoot the Wraith and kill the Wraith before he hits the ground. And you're like, yep, and there's 1,000 points. And then we had a Wraith graveyard, because they had the same spawn points, right? So they'd come and drop the Wraiths, and there was, like, fucking 12 or 13 Wraiths, like, stacked on top of each other because they just kept dying before they even hit the ground. It was awesome. I've never felt more like a god in my life. Especially the bonus rounds, because the bonus rounds, the Phantoms come and stay over the spawn point and just basically continuously spawn grunts. And I just run around with a sword and just destroy all the grunts. It's good. It's good fun. But yeah, it became a grind after about an hour and a half or 2 hours. It's just like, fuck.
You're doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, exactly. We ended up switching weapons and stuff just to keep it fresh, but... yeah, Firefight's super fun. I love it. It's good stuff.
What's the other one? Forge?
Yeah, Forge is good. I really enjoy Forge. I wish they made, like, a Super Mario Maker type online sharing system where you could share your levels.
That could work with Infinite.
Yeah.
Well, they did that. Like, you could go online and get people's maps on Halo 3 and Reach.
Yep.
Could you? Oh, I didn't really get into that. But yeah, because I mean, with Mario Maker, you can download, like, the latest levels, right? Mm-hmm. And then try them out.
You could do that in Halo. Because I downloaded, there's a map that they have. What the heck is it called? It's super famous, something speed. And it's just a giant ramp that they built in the air.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they built the whole ramp in the air, and there's all the vehicles at the top. And then you race down the hill, and there's teleporters at the bottom, and once you hit the bottom, it just teleports you right back to the top at the speed you were going, and you hit the ramp again, and then you get to the bottom, and it goes to the top at the speed you're going until you're moving so fast that you just blow up because you're moving too quick. And so everybody gets a vehicle, and you just, like, either race down to see who can, like, survive the longest, or trying a different vehicle. Oh, it was a great map that somebody just built in the air. Yeah. Yeah, you could just go and download it.
My favorite Forge map, actually, I don't know if they just made this mode up or if somebody made this mode up and then submitted it, and they're like, that's actually a good idea. It was called Husky Raid in Halo 4. So it was just literally kind of like what you're describing, Cole, like two ramps. Like, so you start at the top, and then it ramps down, and then the ramps meet in the middle by an archway. And it was capture the flag, and you had to try to get to go down your ramp, up the enemy ramp, grab the flag, and all the way back. And it was random weapons, so you started with something completely random every time. So you might get, like, a sniper and a sniper, and you're like, cool. Fuck, that was so much fun, because no one took it seriously, because it's like, you have a fucking sniper and a sniper, like, come on. Or a fuel rod and a rocket launcher, or a pistol and a fucking... That was the worst round. You got the pistol and an assault rifle. You're like, cool, I got the standard loadout, and everyone else is running around with fuel rods and rocket launchers and fucking sniper rifles. Like, goddammit. But, yeah, no, it was so much fun. And up top, like, the platform that you spawn at, there's, like, little wings on the, just to the right and the left of the flag. And then there's one piece of cover, and that's the only thing that you can hide behind. Other than that, you can look past the cover and see the enemy spawn. So it's like, if you had a sniper rifle, you were fucking set for life, because people would just be spawning in, running, and you'd just be doming them left and right. Oh, it was so fun, dudes.
I'd play that.
They made one similar in Halo 5 called Fiesta, I think it was. But the maps aren't like that. They're small still, but they might be like you both spawn, and then it's like a 90 degree angle corner, and you have to like try to like fight past the corner and get their flag and get back. Like, the maps were a bit more interesting in Halo 5, but I think that map on Halo 4 was the best. So yeah. But yeah, Forge, I like making my own levels. I like getting my level design hat put on.
Yeah,
so I think it'd be cool, like I said, to maybe there's like a mode that's like, I don't even know what you'd call it, but you click on it and then you would play like the 10 best Forge maps submitted that week or something. So it'd be like just regular Halo modes, but you're playing them on these other players' maps.
Yeah.
And then you can be like, oh, this one was fucking awesome. Right? Then you can't complain that, oh, it's just the same 10 maps or the same, yeah. Right?
I think it could work, but with the season pass and stuff like that, I think it would be cool if they added weekly objectives.
In terms of, like, the campaign map?
Campaign objectives, it could be, like, even multiplayer. So, you know, like, to level up your season pass faster, there could be, like, you know how you have your quests and stuff like that in COD and all that?
Yeah.
That give you XP. Like, maybe you could play, like, 20 matches this week or something, and that could give you like 2,000 XP,
yep.
Or like a 2 million XP or something like that. That would give you like a level or two levels of your season pass.
Sure.
I think it would be cool if they went with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I want them to get rid of the fucking Spartan rank. That could just fuck right off. Just bring back actual ranks, like in Halo
rank
Reach.
Way better, yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm Spartan rank 75. Who fucking cares? Like, it has no weight behind it. Like, when someone's like, oh, I'm a fucking inheritor, you're like, dude.
Yeah.
So
the one biggest thing, I it's a little off topic for multiplayer, but I want to mention it, and this I'm happy with, is they actually came out, and they had to say this, that Halo Infinite's only protagonist would be Master Chief.
Yeah. Lockless is what that blonde girl said. Yeah.
Hashtag Lockless.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing him again, just not playing him.
Yeah. Okay, so on our Discord, I asked dudes and dudettes how their thoughts on the Xbox conference. So we'll get into Fable later, but Charlotte Avery, one of our Patreons, says Fable and Halo are the only things worth it, lol. So yeah, we'll get into the rest of the showcase here.
Are you guys not State of Decay fans?
I'm sort of.
Yeah, I'll play it, but I'm kind of a casual, I'd say.
State of Decay 2 did not come out that long ago. When did State of Decay 2 come out?
It was 2 years ago. Oh. I remember because I was trying to play with Will, but my computer totally shit the bed.
Yeah, he constantly crashed over and over and over again. Mm-hmm.
May 2018. Okay, so it's been out for a while.
Yeah, so there was that State of Decay 3? I don't remember.
Yeah, they did a trailer for State of Decay 3 where the chick's in the woods hunting and there's a zombie deer eating a wolf.
Right, right. the funny thing about this whole thing is Will and I were talking about, like, as the trailer was happening, we'd be like, is that this? Is that this? So, like, we'd be trying to figure out what the game was.
And I think I called that one.
You called that one at the beginning of the trailer and then took it back. You're like, nah, this isn't stated K2. And then there's a fucking zombie deer eating a wolf. You're like, oh, never mind.
Nailed it.
Which was surprising because it's like right at the campfire. I'm like, this kind of could be State of the Decay. And then I'm like, oh, okay, now it's like a hunting game. This doesn't seem right. And then it's like a zombie deer. Yeah.
Yeah. So just going back to our Discord, Emotional Support Man says they think they should have done the thing where with the Master Chief Collection to have the updated graphics and old graphics option. Yeah, I disagree with that.
I disagree. Yeah. They only went with that with like before because they were remastering a game. Why should they have to do two different textures?
Yeah, exactly. Jonathan says, have you guys done a podcast on anything for the Nintendo Switch yet? I said, no, there's no news. So,
but we will do one when we get something.
And then Charlotte's like, how bad, do you want to know how bad Paper Mario is? I said that was last week. All right. Speaking of, we did a little section on the Patreons just after the intro, and which is new every week, so if you guys want to hear that, you can become a Video Games Now Patreon. So go to patreon.com/videogamesnow, and or you can find links on our website, videogamesnow.ca. And yeah, we're going to do another Patreon day on August 15th, so for the details for that, you can keep on listening. Yeah, we're probably going to play Halo 5.
And keep on listening.
Keep on listening. So, I mean, I can go on all day about Halo Infinite, but we might as well...
We should cover the rest of the conference.
Yeah. Okay, so this... I'm on... what's fucking site is this? TrueAchievements.com. Will's probably on a different one.
We're probably all on different things, but if we just mention a title, I'm sure we can scroll down to find it.
Yeah. So, they announced Dragon Age 11. Echoes of an Elusive Age is coming to the Xbox, which is... was a Nintendo exclusive.
Well, it's already out. It's already out.
Yeah, but...
This is the game I just bought for the PlayStation about a month and a half ago.
Oh, wasn't it exclusively for...
It was exclusively for PlayStation. This was the game, remember, I stood in line at PAX to play, and you just watched me?
it was where you and me got separated, and our stupid fucking Wi-Fi thing wouldn't work, and I couldn't text you on where you were, and I'm like, he's going to be playing Dragon Quest.
Oh yeah, you found me. You're like, well, I look behind and I'm like, yeah. But this is a great game. It's to see Dragon Quest make its way to Xbox is a huge, huge deal.
Yeah, not much to say about it, but yeah, it's coming to Xbox. That's great. It was the first game of the night that was announced during the pre-show for the first time ever. It'll be coming to Xbox, and on December 4th, it'll be playable on the Xbox Game Pass and the Game Pass for PC. Okay, XO Mecha. Was that this? I just want to quickly watch the trailer.
Yeah, this was the Mecha one. This was the one, remember, you and I are like, what the fuck is this? And then as we kept watching it, we're like, you know what? I'm kind of interested. This actually looks like this could be a game that I could play.
I bet you every single thing that was shown, we said, what the fuck is this? Like, pretty every much. Single thing. anyways, so I'm just going to play it. Yeah, right. This one looks pretty cool. We were like, is this, like... Halo? Like, it kind of looked like Halo for a second, and then there was, like, mechas walking around, and you're like, oh, it's some, like, Halo BR. I'm like,
That's what I thought. Yeah. And then its trailer kept going. I kind of got more and more interested.
I like I said, not necessarily a BR, per se, but, like, a 50v50, but you have, like, both teams have one mecha. And your mechas have to try to either lead the charge or defend certain points. I think that'd be cool if you had a VIP, like, mecha. And if you took down the enemy in the mecha, it would greatly increase your chances of winning. Like, I think that'd be a super
that'd
fun
cool.
game. Yeah. So, yeah, it's called Mecha.
We'll come throw on. Some more difficult game names in there for you, Rodney.
Yeah.
I'm going to force you to watch Gundam.
Well, I've watched mecha anime, but I don't know why I can't say Exo Mecha.
There you go.
I said it. okay, so yeah, that one looks super cool. That's actually one I'm really interested in. Okay, moving on. The next one I have on my list was Watch Dogs Legions. I almost said
so
Legions.
We've seen this many times already. So, you know, they did give us a new trailer for it, but I'm still kind of against this game because I'm not a huge fan of permanent death.
Yeah. like I said, when the trailer launched, I want that old granny with the fucking walker in my party. She's probably going to kick ass.
Yeah, and then she's going to get killed, and then you're going to be like, fuck.
Fucking give me your walker. That was the only thing I wanted. Okay, yeah. So it's got a Resistance trailer in this in the Xbox showcase, and it's coming to the Xbox One on October 29th and the Series X on a later date. So, oh yeah, throughout this whole thing, I thought they were going to show Halo Infinite last and then say that Halo Infinite is going to launch on this date, which would have gave away the release date of the
we
Series X.
We just got the 2020 again.
Yeah, fucking assholes, eh? Alright, so this is one of those games that I was like extra confused on. Echo Generation. So it's developed by Coco Cucumber. It's a turn-based adventure game about a gang of kids who investigate supernatural events. It all feels very Stranger Things. Echo Generation is coming to Xbox One and the Series X and PC in 2021. So it's got a very blocky, almost Minecraft-looking art style.
Yeah.
But it...
And you got the hockey slash.
Right,
hockey
yeah.
Smash.
You fucking slashed him in the leg. Like, that's 2 minutes, dude. yeah. I don't know. The game. That was the only thing I noticed in that game was the hockey slash, and then I kind of got lost in the rest of it.
It's an indie game, and it's from a really small studio in Ontario, Canada. So, I think it's going to be on Game Pass. So, if it is, I'll give it a check.
Yeah,
I always like checking out those indie games. Some of them are always a little hidden treasure.
Yeah. Okay. So, moving on here. Next one I have is Hello Neighbor 2. So yeah. when this was actually playing, it was creepy. It was super creepy. But I was actually super interested in what was happening, like what they were showing. And then they kind of ended it on a note where it's like, what happened? You know what I mean? Like, they kind of just kind of cliff hung you there. And I don't think that's really appropriate for a gameplay trailer.
Well, it didn't actually cliff hang you because remember it showed him burning the bird.
Well, that was in the kit. You weren't playing as him, though, were you?
I think so.
Yeah, interesting. Anyways,
I gotta play the first game to kind of get more context for the second.
Yeah, so it's a sequel to the popular Hello Neighbor, which was announced by TinyBuild. Takes place directly after the events of the original. This time around, the neighbor has gone missing, and Hello Neighbor 2 is coming to the Series X, Xbox One, and PC in 2021. Cool. Okay, so what else we got here?
The next one, Fallon?
Yeah. So this one had two parts to it. First, it had the two guys pitching the game to us, which they did a shitty job by the way.
Yeah, that was kind of sad. The biggest thing about that is it's a game from Yuji Naka, who helped create Sonic. So I was really excited about that. But just the way he pitched this game... You and I were like, what is this? Like, is this like a dance game? Like, is this rhythm? Like, he was talking about like costumes you have to wear. And then I'm like, oh, this is not a game that I'm interested in at all.
Yeah, but then they showed some gameplay of it, and it's a 3D platforming game. So that got me kind of interested.
Yeah, I actually, after watching the gameplay trailer, I'm more interested in playing it. I think it's something I could get behind. So, yeah.
So it's called Balan Wonderworld. It's from Square Enix. It's an action platformer themed around Balan Theater. Balan Wonderworld is coming to the Xbox One Series X and whatever the fuck in spring 2021. So that's there was more than what's oh yeah there's more here. Okay, so Will, you want to continue on?
Yeah, we also have Rare's game Everwild.
Yes.
Which one was that? That was the. Was that the dinosaur one?
Let me just quickly watch.
I think it's the one with the kid in it, isn't it? Which has got that kid?
I can't quite remember.
I gotta look.
It's got the cell shaded. And you have the big walrus friend thing.
Oh, this one, yeah.
This is another one that confused the shit out of me. I'm like, what is happening? Like, you're showing off impressive visuals, and like a couple characters that you know fucking nothing about. And some massive monsters. Like, do you fight the monsters? Do you... Like, what do you do? Like... Right?
Yeah, it just didn't really explain much. It was literally in all context of it is nothing but like a teaser, not even a trailer, because I don't get anything behind this. I kind of miss like the original E3, where once they showed a trailer, they'd have the guy come up on the thing and explain the game.
Or play it, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Just giving me trailers isn't really getting me into a lot of these games.
Well, not only trailers, like this, like I said, this trailer showed literally nothing except the visuals and a couple characters doing,
yeah,
like holding
people.
What
are you supposed to do? Like, what is the purpose of this game?
Yeah, we don't know if it's an RPG.
Taming monsters.
Yeah, but still, is it an RPG? Is it a, like, what is it? We don't know even what type of game it is.
Yeah.
Oh, when I said it's the one with the baby in it, she wasn't holding a baby, she's holding a giraffe goose.
Yeah.
I thought it was a baby.
Yeah, so that was Everwild. It's being released on Series X and Windows 10, but it's still in development. It doesn't have a release date yet.
Yep.
All right. Oh, hey, shocker, Forza was announced. Okay, next.
Tell me why.
Tell me why. So this is another story-driven game, which... I can't remember what the last one was called from this developer, but I felt
strange something.
No, this is Don't Not Entertainment, but yeah, they did do a game I think Strange, but they do that one with the two girls. I just can't remember the name of it right now.
It's called Strange Times. Strange Times.
Don't Not Entertainment. They did Vampire Twin Mirror. Oh, Life is Strange.
That's right. Yeah.
Life is Strange. That's the one.
So I got the same feeling from this trailer as I did from that trailer, where it's just like, this story's kind of interesting to me, but, like, what do you do?
So, in Don't Not Entertainment's game, it's more of, like, it's not an interactive game. It's interactive, but you don't control someone. Like, you're literally, like, kind of watching a movie.
And pushing buttons?
Yeah.
That's dumb. Sorry, that's dumb.
It works, because these games don't cost much. Like, they release this for, like, well, this will be on the Game Pass anyways, but when it's not, it's, like, $20, I think. But what makes it work is, like, it's the story.
Well, make a movie, then, if it's about the story.
I haven't played their Life is a Strange one, but I did play their other one, which was The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit. Do you remember that one a couple years ago?
I think
E3 in 2018,
yeah.
With the boy, remember? And he's wearing the cape and he dreams he has superpowers?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great game.
So, yeah, obviously people like these games if they keep making more of them, but I don't know. I don't see the charm in it, personally.
It's the same thing as, like, playing a Telltale game, dude. I haven't played a Telltale game either.
I remember when Telltale games were like the height of everybody was all about the Telltale games.
They have the Telltale, oh my god, they've done so much.
Well, they did like Batman, Borderlands, Game of Thrones, Walking
Dead. I loved
Dead.
Their Batman. Batman was an amazing take for me. I really enjoyed that. Walking Dead was great. It's literally you're just watching a story, but you make your choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Walking Dead one is like, yeah, you choose obviously in every single game they do it, but every decision you make has so much weight behind it.
Yep.
The Wolf Among Us,
that was a good one too. I'm still waiting. Apparently they finally are releasing the sequel.
And they did a Minecraft one.
Yep.
So I scrolled down to realize, holy fuck, there's a lot more shit to talk about.
So we'll go through it quickly, but Rodney, I don't think you ever played this one, but I enjoyed it. I think the thing that I struggled with the game the most was the actual main story for The Outer Worlds. But we got our first DLC, so...
Cool.
That's the first DLC for Outer Worlds?
Yeah, Perilous.
Hasn't it been out for a long time?
Oh, yeah.
Came out last year.
Yeah. That's going to be September 9th. They spelled September... I feel like they spelled September wrong. Put an extra E in there. Anyways, so that's September 9th, and that comes out. Ori and the Will of the Wisp is getting a Xbox Series X version, and it's in the works, and it's going to be playable at 120 frames a second. Q. Next, we have Grounded, which is a co-op survival game. Received a new gameplay trailer ahead of its launch on Xbox Game Preview next week on July 28th.
That game looks like it could be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so when I see this game, the only thing I can think of is Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Totally. I was 100%. 100%.
But it's a co-op game, so if we all four of us can control a character, I am down. This looks fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you guys didn't play Ark, did you?
No.
I gave it a shot.
The Forest? Did you play The Forest?
Yes, that's a hard game.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like that. And then they have, there's a one, Raft. Is it just called Raft? Yeah, I think so. It's pretty much the same kind of play style where you can have up to six people and you start out on a raft floating in the middle of the ocean and you have to collect stuff. Like, you just basically float around from island to island collecting resources to make your raft bigger. And you have to, like, dive down in the water, and there's always a shark that's chasing you. So if you kill the shark, you get, like, 15 minutes of no shark, and then it comes back. So you got to time out when you kill it and when you're harvesting resources. But it's just an open-world ocean game. This is very similar to it, but just in somebody's backyard.
I'm interested, though. Basically, you play as a couple kids trying to survive in a backyard plagued by bugs that'll eat you alive.
And it looks like, if you watch the trailers, it looks like there's a lot more to it than just that. There's like some type of conspiracy. I think you actually have to go and try to find out why you're small, because there's like a high, almost technology, things hidden throughout.
Mm-hmm. I like this too. They said you'll need to either work together to survive, or you can betray them and survive on your own.
Yeah,
so if we get attacked by a giant worm, we'll have to see which one of us runs first.
Okay, I don't know which one's the most, so you go to that end, and I'll stay at this end.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on here. So the next game is Avowed.
This is from Obsidian.
Yeah,
it's going to be in the same world as Pillars of Eternity.
Yeah, this one looks super cool though. Like, it's got like a Oblivion type theme, like feeling to it, but it's got magic in it.
Yeah, it's very first thing like I thought was Skyrim, like a sword in one hand, magic in the other.
Yeah,
it's apparently really early in development. I think we'll be seeing this in 2022.
Yeah, so well, or 2023, because they'll fucking delay it, right?
Yeah. But Obsidian has like a lot going on. Like, Grounded is one of their games as well. They have Outer Worlds. They have Pillars of Eternity. You know, like, it's amazing to see them have all this content.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys play Pillars of Eternity?
No.
I tried to play it on console. It wasn't well ported over. I gave up.
I was playing with a couple buddies for quite a while. It's a very good game if you're into like Diablo.
Oh, I am. I love Diablo. It just, the controls, Cole, for porting it over onto like PlayStation just didn't work. It was horrible.
Mm. The thing I remember, I played the summoner, so I could just summon, like, anytime somebody died, I could just summon a zombie out of all the corpses.
Yeah.
And I got to the point where I could have like 15 zombies at once, so my buddies would be playing with like a caster and a warrior, and I would just summon like 15 zombies and just swarm everything, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. But yeah, it's a pretty fun game.
Okay, so we got At Dusk Falls coming to the Xbox Series X, Windows 10. No release date, though. Next,
this one didn't make sense to me either, because it says it's a game that spans a 30-year period in the American Southwest and focuses on family and sacrifice. Because this is the one, remember, with the, I'm not being racist or anything, but with the black family, or the black wife with the white father and then the black daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't really get this one, because all I got from it is something about revenge, but when you read about it, there's nothing about revenge in the game. So.
Yeah.
Trailers are misleading.
They are. Okay, so we have Senua Saga.
Oh, yeah, Senua.
Hellblade 2, yep. Ninja Theory gives a brief update on this, although there's no gameplay footage shown. The developer diary reveals that the game is set in Iceland. Okay, cool. And next we have Psychonauts 2. This will be coming to Xbox One Series X and Windows 10 in 2021.
Yeah, I'm excited for this. So the original Psychonauts as a platformer was really fun.
Nice.
Yeah, it's got huge cult following for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're finally Double Fine, Tim Schafer's company, is finally doing number two. And like always, you know, Tim Schafer and his best friend Jack Black are working together again.
They showcased more Jack Black in this than they did anything
because
else.
Because we've already seen Psychonauts. It was announced like 3 years ago. They've been working on this for a while.
Okay.
So now they just wanted to focus on like the music. And, you know, Jack Black is a household name.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, people get into it because Jack Black's in it. And he's got his gaming channel now, too. So, I mean, he's probably going to promote the hell out of it.
Oh, man, I watched him play Red Dead Redemption. Oh, man, that guy was hilarious.
Yeah, he's quite witty.
Yeah. Do you guys remember when he first partnered with Tim Schafer and Double Fine, and he actually created a game called Brutal Legend?
Oh, yeah, man, Brutal Legend.
Yeah. I was always hoping for a sequel to that. So maybe that'll be down the road.
Yeah. Destiny 2 is getting another expansion called Beyond Light. It's coming to the Xbox Game Pass, along with all the rest of the expansions in September. Xbox Series X optimized version is also in the works.
This is huge, because Beyond Light we already knew about. I just pre-ordered it for PlayStation, I guess, a month ago or so. And it's basically $70. And you have to buy all your expansions on PlayStation, right? So, but there's cross save, so now I can actually play my guys on Xbox as well. So this is kind of cool.
Yeah. So I was gonna, I said this during the event too. I guess everyone who actually bought the expansion passes are kind of pissed now that they're gonna be fucking free on the Game Pass.
Yeah, but it happens sooner or later, right? Like Beyond Light, sure, that's not even out yet. So this is week. Cool. I hope people on Xbox haven't bought it yet. That would piss me off a little bit.
Well, yeah, but this like, is with all of its expansions.
Do that. Yeah, that would happen no matter what. It happens with like a lot of games on Game Pass, right?
Right.
It brings all the content over.
All's right. Fair in love and console war.
Yeah. I'm excited to get to the three games down from now. Okay, next one, Stalker 2. The Stalker franchise made its way to Xbox. Stalker 2 is coming to the Xbox Series X and Windows. The survival horror will be played on the Xbox Game Pass on day one of its launch. No release date was given. Cool. Next, we have Warhammer 40,000. Dark
Tide. Oh, I'm excited for that, man.
No,
yeah, me too.
I love Vermintide. Vermintide was awesome.
So it's a four-player co-op game coming to the Xbox Series X in 2021. Dark Tide will also be playable in the Xbox Game Pass. Okay, I saw a tweet. I fucking died laughing because Xbox ex-boss Phil Spencer said that console exclusives are not what gaming's all about.
Yeah,
and people were like, "Dude, you're showing like fucking PlayStation has all these Xbox exclusives, and you're showing us fucking Tetris Effect connected. Like, get the fuck out of here." So that's the next game, Tetris Effect Connected. Features a new co-op mode as well as a competitive online and local multiplayer. The puzzle game is coming to the Xbox Series X and Xbox One on holiday 2020. I just thought that was funny.
Then we got The Gunk.
The Gunk! Yeah! Third-person action game set in an exotic world filled with puzzles and enemies. It's coming to the Series X, Xbox One, and Windows 10 in September 2021. This game... This is the one with the creepy chick in it, right? The medium?
No, that was medium. Yeah, the medium was the creepy chick.
Yeah. I'm just gonna quickly. They showcased this game before.
The medium was also the one. The medium was the one, though. We just saw it secondhand. Remember? So while you're playing in one world, you're also in the other. And I thought that was actually kind of cool.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, that's an interesting gameplay mechanic. So it's a split screen game, but you're playing both sides at the same time, so you're seeing the real world and like the underworld, and you got to use clues between the two of them to solve. Looks like solve puzzles, but I'm not sure.
Move forward, yeah. So I kind of like that. So you can switch between which world you're controlling to help the other world move forward.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it gave us a release for it, though, did it?
I don't think it did either. Let me just have a quick look. Holiday 2020 is what it says here.
Okay, so it'd probably be a launch title, I'm betting.
Yeah, I'd imagine so too. Yeah. Okay, well, he said there was like 30 launch titles for the Xbox Series X.
But he also said after the event that we haven't seen everything. So that's why I feel he said there's another conference going to be held later this year. I think we're going to be seeing a bit more.
Okay. All right, so we have a new Genesis Phantasy Star Online 2 coming to
the... I'm kind of excited about this one. Because they just released Phantasy Star Online 2 to the Xbox, which is exclusive. It's an MMO.
Yep.
And I kind of want to give it a shot with you, but I don't know if the actual Phantasy Star 2 is actually on Game Pass or not. I don't think it is, and I don't want to pay full price for an MMO just in case I don't like it.
Is that what this is? Is an MMO?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say this
That's why when you watch it, right, it looks really cool.
Yeah. I was going to say this reminds me heavily of Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yes. Except Phantasy Star has been around a lot longer.
Yeah, this is exactly what you said when I said that when this game was being shown.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is coming to the Xbox One and Series X in 2021. Okay, next is Crossfire X. I believe we were somewhat interested in this game. I'm just going to quickly look at the footage here again.
I'm going to have to look this one up. I can see it's coming from Remedy, and I always like Remedy, so...
It looks it looked like a Call of Duty game at first, and then it's...
Yes, okay, yeah, this is the one I was interested in. This looks really cool.
It looks cool. It's hard to keep FPS fresh these days, you know? Like, we've pretty much done all you really can.
Yeah.
You know, like, we've had our sequences shooting out of vehicles, we've had our running gun moments, we've had our stealthy mission moments, you know what I mean? Like, we've kind of done everything, so it's hard to keep it fresh, but this one actually doesn't look too bad. It looks like you can do keep some sort of skills, like you can turn invisible and some sliding knife kills and squirrel suits and shit like that. So, like, this one looks interesting. So I'm going to try this one out, I think.
It looks a little bit generic, though. Like, it just looks like a Call of Duty skin, or like even like Rainbow Six. It just
to
looks
me,
like...
it's more... Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Especially when you see the characters, like, this isn't the best polished looking game, for sure.
Yeah, no, Cole, I agree with you. It does kind of look generic, which is what I was mentioning earlier. Like, we've kind of done everything, right? So, okay, anyways, that the Crossfire X is coming to the Xbox One Series X and Series X sometime in 2020, so that'll probably be a launch title too there, Will. Okay, so Sea of Thieves, Forza Horizon 4, Gears 5, and more to be optimized for the Series X, so just keep that in your back pocket. And finally, we have Fable. So we won't get into a full in-depth Fable discussion because
we don't know anything.
Well, that plus we just did one a few weeks ago, so if you guys want to listen to that podcast, check her out. We basically went into what we think should be in Halo or Fable 4, but the interesting thing about that is this doesn't say Fable 4, it just says Fable.
Yes, I think that's a smart thing because it's been so long since Fable, and now that we're like so many generations past it, they can just bring back the whole series just as Fable.
Yeah, I saw a couple things that was suggesting that this might be an MMO.
People were saying that, but I can't see it because you know who it's being developed by, right? It's Playground Games.
Mm-hmm.
Which the only other games that they've really created are Forza. So them to go from a racing game to this RPG, I just can't see them going from like making a full MMO.
That's
and I don't really want a Fable MMO either. I want that single player campaign where I can just play the game how I want.
Yeah, no, I hear. I think if they had that story element plus. Maybe not MMO. Like, we talked about this in our Fable podcast. Maybe not MMO, like, scale.
But I want some co-op. Co-op would be cool if you could jump in and out of my game. Like, if I, you know, I'm playing on a harder difficulty or something, I need help with a boss or something like that. Some really, even split screen co-op. They had that in Fable 3. Bring that back. I'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, didn't they have where you could jump into other people's worlds in Halo 3? You look in the pool and you go to somebody else's world?
But you couldn't bring your character. They just made like a normal character for you. I want to see, like, if I was to jump into your game, right? Like, if Rodney's playing as the hero, right, and I'm the evil guy, he should have like angel wings on his head and I should have like fucking devil horns and like flies flying around my body.
I was just thinking of State of Decay because you can join people's worlds that way. But I don't think I like that. I think that you should just join the same server or whatever the fuck, and if you need help on it, like if you're a lower level and I'm a higher level and you need help on a quest, maybe you can still do the quest, but you don't get
better rewards.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like I think that the best thing about co-op in like RPG settings is that people can help you, but something has to be in it for them too, right? Like, why would you go to your friend's game when they're a lower level? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then that would open up some multiplayer as well, where you could try to find players, especially on Xbox, as the find a player thing on Xbox is actually really great. You know, you could say, I'm looking for three people to do a raid or something, yeah, right?
I actually think, you know, kind of bringing in like some of those type of events into Fable would be kind of cool as well. Is, you know, maybe not a raid, but a dungeon.
Yeah, like looking at the world premiere thing where the title screen is, like
that didn't really show us anything.
No, but in the background there's like a giant like Notre Dame looking castle or whatever the fuck. Yeah. I'm assuming that's like where the royal family stays or whatever. But
well, in 3 we were the royal family. Yeah. So it's changed. Like in number 1, you literally start in that small town that gets destroyed by bandits. Number 2, you're literally living in a box on the street. 3, you're in a cat. You're like the prince.
Yeah.
Like 4, what are you going to be, a god?
Well, yeah, that would be cool if like on top of a hill was like a spiral tower, and you know there was daily raids or something in there.
Yeah,
that'd be super.
That would be sweet. And then you get like rewards, right? Like they could bring in legendary weapons and stuff like that, and like they could have random stat rolls.
Yeah, and that would make your character feel unique, right? Like, I mean, if you play through any of the Fables, you can do the same thing the whole time and get the same weapons. You know what I mean? Like, I think
it doesn't change up, right?
Yeah,
so
I think
it would be cool if you had like a legendary sword, but you could get it in all 3 arc styles, right? Like, mm-hmm, it could come in fire, it could come in electric, it could come in ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they could totally expand on that kind of stuff, and just to make your hero feel more unique.
RPG element.
Yeah, and going back to the so in the first one, in all of them, you're a hero, right? And then if you beat a boss, you get like the boss head and you can like show it off and stuff. That'd be super cool if, again, going back to that dungeon idea, you beat the fucking dungeon boss and you're walking around with like the fucking mask of like the boss you beated.
That would be sweet. I'd be down with that.
Yeah. Or you do this one super cool side quest and you get a special emote. Right, yeah, I think they could expand on this like a lot, but
the one thing I'd really like to see them do with the new Fable though is bring back the original lore. So maybe like, you know, hear about things that happened in the old games.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like your sister is like that immortal now, Oracle, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the first game, because she plays, remember you meet her again in the second game,
yep,
and then she takes the spiral, whatever that castle thing is that's out on the ocean.
Yep.
She takes control of that, right? But you don't really see it again. I thought it would play into effect in the third game, which it didn't, right? But the whole thing is, and no one has ever come out and said it, is the hero that you play in the first game, his descendant is the guy you play in the second, and then the descendant of that guy is the one you play in the third. So it's basically you're playing the same lineage?
Family lineage, yeah.
Totally. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Cool.
So I'd love to see them keep the lore alive. Like, if this is them kind of bring back Fable, like, mention the old games. Bring back people that could still work.
Yep. Cool. All right. Well, that probably about does it for this podcast. Cole, anything you want to add about Fable?
No, except for that I'm super excited and I'm going to play the hell out of it.
Yeah. Oh, we need John Cleese. John Cleese. He's got to come back. Good.
Yeah, we were saying how maybe how you played the previous games could play into this as well in our other Fable podcast. So that would be cool to see.
Nearly Headless Nick shows up. Anyways,
that would work.
But yeah, anyways, so all these games are going to be on the Xbox Game Pass. So actually, before we sign off, we'll just mention this. So I personally wasn't terribly impressed with this Xbox showcase.
I wasn't either.
Yeah, but you had a little change of heart there, Will, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, so I was talking to Mark after, and he wanted to find out what was announced. So I told him, and I told him I was kind of disappointed. And then later that night, I was watching a bit of YouTube videos, and even one from Alana Pierce. And she's pro console. She owns everything. And she's like, in her video, it's like she's in her pajamas. She's like, this isn't a video I was planning on making. She's like, I just can't sleep, and I want to talk about it. So she's like, I'm not telling you to buy the new Xbox. I'm not telling you to not buy the new Xbox. She's like, but I am telling you what they announced today is a game changer. And when you think about it now, after, like, sure, there's not a lot of games right now that I'm interested in, but now all their first-party games are going to be available on Game Pass. That is huge.
Yeah, because you can play what, like, you could pay $15 a month and play five AAA games.
Exactly. Right? So now imagine on launch day for the Series X, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to buy a game.
Halo Infinite is
going to be on Game Pass.
Mm-hmm. But that raises the question: how the fuck do they make money now? Because, like, you know, if we'll say
when you think about it, actually, like, paying $15 a month, right? Like, how many people? There's a lot of people that can't afford all these games, right? So they buy one game or every couple months.
That's true.
I was going to imagine if that you have they're like, constantly getting $15 a month.
Yeah, if you have like a million people pay for your subscription every month,
they'd make more money than selling the game at $75.
Okay, this is just going to be, we're going to do some quick maths on the Video Games Podcast as we do from time to time. So there's like 300,000 people in America, give or take, from
300,000? 300
yeah.
million?
Yeah.
300 million.
There's 300,000 after COVID. Zero.
I was getting to that. All right. So there's 200 million people, let's say, on average, buying your first party games that we'll pretend we'll loop in Canada into that, because I'm sure all 300,000 people don't buy games, probably not even half of them. Anyways, so games are what? Well, if we're going by that, I guess we should use the U.S. price, which was $69, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So they're making $13.8 billion on first party games whenever they're released.
Yeah.
So if we take that same 200 million.
But that's million, if everyone buys them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So 50 times $15.99. Is that what it is? Game Pass?
Yeah.
They're actually making. What did I say before?
I think you said 16 billion or something.
Let's go to my history. There we go. 13.8 billion. But this way, they're guaranteed 3.1 billion. A month with the Game Pass instead of, so that's actually that actually works out considerably better, because if you only release what's it called, like two maybe three AAA games a year, that's that's whatever 13 times 3 is, I think that's 39, so 39 billion versus
they're
3 million,
way more money.
Yeah, 3 times 12 is 36, so they're making pretty much the same money. But it's more affordable for everybody else. So that's actually good.
And that'll prompt more people to buy their console this time, right? So especially this year with COVID, like, this is, and I've said it before, right now it's all depending on games, but also price. Now, if the PlayStation 5 is going to come out at $699 US, right? I'm just ballparking, so no one call me out on this.
You're probably right, though.
Right? I hope not. Now you're also paying, they were talking about the price up increase for games.
Mm-hmm.
So now us Canadians are going to be like almost $100 per game.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah. So you're going to buy your console at $700. You're going to get your controller. So you're not going to buy another one because that's going to be $100, right? Most likely you're going to buy your warranty. That's going to be about $100. And then you're going to buy probably a game or two. So now you're at like over $1,000 for a console.
Yeah.
Now if the new Xbox launches even at $699 or $599 or $499, you buy the console, you get your controller, you buy your warranty, but you don't actually have to buy any first party games.
You already own them all.
Yeah, they're pretty on much, Game Pass. Now you just have to maybe pick up like Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yeah.
Or Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know, like this year it's going to be up in the air who might win, but this is actually huge for Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think about it when it was announced. I thought Microsoft let me down. And then when I thought of, like, had time to digest all the information, I'm like, no, actually, this is game changing.
Yeah, totally. Okay, guys. Well, that'll about wrap her up for the podcast here. Thanks for joining me, and thanks for listening, everybody. Like I said at the beginning, check out our what's it called, website, videogamesnow.ca, and you can find all of our content on there. And you can also check out our Patreon at patreon.com/videogamesnow for exclusive stories every week and Patreon only content. And you can listen to the podcast one day before everybody else. So check that out, guys. And thanks for those who are already Patreons and have stuck around for a while. And we will see you guys next week, where we will talk about what, Will?
It's a good question.
Yeah, we don't know.
I might talk about Fable, or not Fable, Fairy Tale, if I do pick it up on Friday.
I might pick it up, because then I can play it in the car, because I'm actually going away next weekend, so we might report.
And then you're good, right? Yeah. That's the whole thing about the Switch, is playing games on the go.
Totally. Yeah. We might be a day late on the podcast for the Patreons, but we'll make it up to you with something cool.
And, yeah, we'll talk about some content, embarrass a couple people, and
yeah,
throw a couple people under the bus.
Particularly Will, but yeah.
I was talking more Mark.
Oh yeah, we could talk about Mark. Okay, anyways, thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.